Let me speak to one of our colleagues, Pierce McCarthy from 96 FM in Cork. Pierce, good morning.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm very well, Pierce. So you've been well and truly buffeted down there?
Yeah, it's really starting to kick off now. It's expected that we'll really start to feel the force of it here from about 11 o'clock. I mean, already winds of 168 kilometres an hour were reported off the coast down here. And Fastnet Lighthouse had gusts of 91 knots striking its base at 10:15 this morning. So we're really starting to feel the effects now. The rain is starting to come down and it's like a wind I've never seen before.
Considerable precautions taken in the Republic relatively early yesterday compared to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, absolutely. All schools have been closed. I mean, the whole city here is shut down, it's closed down, there's no shops open, nobody has come out. The city is like, it's like an Armageddon kind of feeling, you know. You look down on Patrick Street, which is our main street here in the city, and at 10:30 on a Monday, it's thronged with people. There's nobody here. There is nobody down on the streets.
How worried are they in Cork about flooding, which was prone to flooding before?
Yeah, well, I mean, there is flood warnings in place, especially for an awful lot of the kind of coastal areas. And here in the city, high tide is expected at about 4 o'clock. And, I mean, we have some areas within the city here that are prone to flooding all the time. And high tide's at 4, and, you know, we'll have had an awful lot of rain and wind by then. So I think the expectancy is that, you know, the known areas are really going to get hit bad in the city. And an awful lot of the coastal areas, I mean, one of the fears was that there was a 2-meter storm surge going to be coming in with it. So, you know, we've an awful lot of, we're on an island, so we have an awful lot of coastal areas down here that are going to, they will be, you know, unfortunately, being hit by flooding as well.
One of the schedules I was looking at saw really the remnants of Ophelia coming in through Kerry and Cork at about 7 o'clock this morning. Seems to be a little delayed, the main impact of it, or is it taking up a wider track than it had previously been forecast?
I'm not too sure. Well, I mean, we were led to believe it was going to make landfall at 5 in the morning, and then it kind of started to be pushed out. I mean, for whatever reason, I'm not a meteorologist, but for whatever reason, it just, I mean, I was on another station there about an hour ago, and there was a colleague from one of the stations in Kerry, excuse me, and they were actually not as bad as they thought they were going to be, but for whatever reason, it seems to be kind of coming up here now, and hopefully, they say that we could have an intensity of about 3 hours, and then it'll start to move off.
Yeah, and heading towards us then, that's the expected route. Pierce, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Listen, thanks very much, and take care of you guys up there.